week where gun violence has dominated the city's headlines, the city council turned to federal legislation that could dramatically alter the nation's gun laws. The council is considering a resolution opposing H.R. 822, a bill that would let gun owners from other states bring their guns into New York. In recent days, the debate over the bill has been framed by the death of police officer Peter Fugoski, who was killed with a gun bought in Virginia. But as WNYC's Arun Venugopal notes, not everyone opposes the bill.
H.R. 822, also known as the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act, passed in the House of Representatives last month. It would require states to respect the conceal and carry gun laws of other states, some of which make it fairly easy to own a gun. At a council hearing on Thursday, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance says that if 822 does become law,
people who New York deems too dangerous to be afforded the privilege of carrying guns would nevertheless be free to stroll through Times Square armed with enough firepower to kill dozens of our residents and visitors.
Pretty much every official in the room seemed to agree with Vance, all except for the lone Republican, Queens Councilman Daniel Halloran. He produced a wealth of statistics suggesting that cities and states with looser gun control laws, like Dallas and Florida, can be just as safe as those with strict laws.
None of the statistics I have seen have ever demonstrated anything to suggest there's a correlation between tight gun control laws and public safety. In fact, just the opposite, if one is going to be sociologically honest about the data.
But Vance countered that Texas is not New York. And the man overseeing the hearing, Peter Vallone Jr., agreed before taking this quick jab at Halloran.
I'm interested in that's coming out of a states' rights guy. Usually it's all about states' rights.
Not when the Bill of Rights is concerned, then federal constitutional law.
Halloran reminded his fellow council members that this was the Second Amendment they were talking about, a right guaranteed by the Constitution.
We allow reciprocity for driver's licensing. Driver's licenses are a privilege, not a right.
Brooklyn Councilman Jumaane Williams suggested that Halloran was out of touch because Halloran represents a wealthier district and doesn't attend the funerals of gun violence victims.
Very, very difficult. And I suggest, even if you don't represent those communities, when those funerals are happening, perhaps you should come by and see the aftermath.
Williams has been a prominent critic of the NYPD, but he added some words of respect for Officer Peter Fugoski, saying he opposed the death of anyone killed by gun violence. Halloran rebutted, saying that he came from a family of police officers.
And I have been to the funerals, regrettably, of citizens who have died at the hands of gun violence. I would suggest that, as a matter of fact, looking at the statistics, an armed society is a polite society.
Prompting Jumaane Williams to walk over, apologize for any misunderstandings, and shake hands. The council is likely to vote on its resolution next week, calling for the Senate and President Obama to oppose H.R. 822. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.